All right, welcome so much, guys. Wait a minute.
Good mom one day. What?
I have to fade back into my camera. All right, welcome so much, guys, to the Facts Podcast Show. My name is Josh Hale, and we are in a new studio here today. And you might be asking, where's Jacob? What's with the empty seat?
The answer to that question is, no one gives any fucks. Or shits or dams.
Whoa, not
frankly,
even dams.
Frankly, we're done with Jacob at the moment.
That's crazy.
Like, I don't know why he's not here. We set a call time like over an hour and a half ago, and still not here. Alex, you said you tried to get him, and
I tried. I called him about four times, and
he was playing Destiny.
Yeah, he was playing Destiny.
Hopefully, he'll grace us with his presence, and
he's not even playing a good video game.
Talking about games is fun. So, what have y'all been up to this week?
Never mind what we have been up to. What has Oliver Tree been up to? Can we talk about that?
Oliver Tree.
Cowboy Tears. Are you guys ready?
I thought he retired.
No, he's coming out of retirement to record a country album called Cowboy Tears because he moved to Russia.
Oliver Tree retired?
I don't think he actually retired.
No, he didn't actually retire. Well, everybody knows he didn't actually retire. Because he's coming out of retirement to record another album called Cowboy Tears, which is a country album.
Is he going to delay it another, 8 months again?
Probably. Okay. He's going to delay it an entire year this time.
he's just announced that, this is the release date, but it's actually going to be delayed, another couple of years.
Probably.
Okay.
It's coming out 2042.
I don't think I could care less about an album.
Yeah,
I'm going to be honest.
I really don't care either.
You guys don't care about the new Oliver Tree country album?
No.
Cringe.
It's not an artist.
Cringe. Yep. Cringe.
No, it's garbage.
Cringe.
Oliver Tree's bad.
Yeah. It's all right. He's all right.
He's really bad.
He's pretty. I think he's pretty good.
I couldn't even listen to what was the more recent one? With all the fire and the stuff.
The one with all I'm gone.
Yeah.
Hoo.
I couldn't get through
Pee Pee Poo Poo
that album. I couldn't do it.
Wee wee woo woo.
Listen to half of the songs.
Yeah.
It's too overproduced in my opinion.
Oh yeah, Ugly is Beautiful. That's the that's the album. It's because Oliver Tree is like a hunk of a man.
And
that man can walk on me.
His character is not funny.
No.
It's not funny at all.
It was funny at the beginning. It was funny
at first.
Thing
is, it's the same joke.
Yeah.
He's got a bowl cut. And he's got blue glasses. And
he's a narcissist.
I think
he's funny.
Colorful little coat. And he rides a scooter. And he does tricks. And he sings his songs. And he, does his music videos.
Yeah. So and
it's just, okay. It's
okay. Cool. Fun. And he gets mad in interviews. That's the whole bit. he gets a little
We're
heated.
Definitely funnier than Oliver
yeah.
Tree, guys.
Yeah,
we're
man.
Super funny.
Hey, at least we have our own podcast.
At least, yeah.
Honestly, Oliver Tree. Fuck Oliver Tree.
He has millions of dollars.
I do not care.
Please come on our podcast.
Please come.
Please arrive.
Please come henceforth.
Come.
Please rendezvous.
Take the word come hence and take out hence. What do you get?
Fluid?
Yeah. You get fluid.
Yes.
So, Josh, what you been up to this week?
You know me, doing a lot of things, actually. Editing. Working at
Josh, your flow sucks. Your flow sucks.
Specified, working at unspecified retail brand. Working at retail.
It's been a stressful
retail
week.
That happens to be right across the street from Olive Garden,
from
where Ryan works.
Restaurant.
Wait, hold on. What happened? What happened at Olive Garden? I have a theory about what happened at Olive Garden.
No, we're not talking about them. We're not talking about the album. What else? Yesterday, as we were, I was out with the boys. I The wrong button. Yesterday when we were out with the boys, there was this very attractive woman who was texting me, which I don't know how that happened.
Was it your sister?
No.
Okay.
No. It was this person, and I don't know how I got...
Contrary to popular belief, it was not Josh's sister.
Anyway, I don't know what to do in these situations at this point when someone like who just initiates conversation with me and they're attractive. And so like this person happens to be moving and I was like, I forgot what I said. I was like, hey, when are we going to do something again? And she's like, okay, we're going to, you know, I'm moving, but, she's like, you can come over to my place. Like, you know, we figure it out. And I was like, that's kind of wild. And so then, me being a dumbass, I was like, we should go play like Minecraft when I'm like, when we come over. She's like, yeah,
fucking serious.
Yeah. And I was like,
I mean, if I were a woman, I would, you know.
And then she sends me like, yeah, definitely, we're going to do that. And it's very nice selfie.
She likes you and she's just putting up with you.
And yeah. And then I don't
said anything.
I don't think I have a good, I don't think I have a shot with this person at all. I'm going to be honest. But, and then, I just kept pushing like the envelope farther. I was like, we could play like, you know, maybe some like 1v1 PvP. And then she's like, yeah, definitely. And then I was like, we could play maybe Skyblocks. But it's like all like this elaborate way of flirting. But I don't think she got that. So she just kept saying, yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, we can play those. Yeah,
definitely.
For sure.
100%
you should have asked her if she likes death groups.
Not at that point yet.
We can eventually, you know, get to, we have our own realm and we build a death grips.
We build a realm
and
together.
We role play death grips and we listen to death grips on Minecraft death grips.
I don't actually.
Mind grips?
Some death grips is okay, but.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, wait, hold on. Take the word definitely and it has D in the front. You know, it also has D in the front.
D's nuts.
Shut up, Josh. Nobody fucking cares.
So, but yeah, the only time I was kind of like a bit iffy with this person is we were driving down on a famous highway in the state that we live, and we're blaring. She was blaring out Slim Shady down the road, and with the windows all the way open, and I just was like, I hate this person that I've become. Like, I hate, like why is any rap that it play, like when you're with this group of like only white people? Just Eminem.
It's always
Slim Shady. Every
time. It's always
time.
Eminem. It's always Eminem. You cannot escape him.
It's always.
And you know why that is?
Why?
It's because you can sing every lyric, and you don't have to fear.
Well, then explain logic, because he's
black. Obviously, he's black.
He has to explain it every time he uses it.
I'm biracial, guys, but because it is always literally like it's either Logic, Eminem, or Post Malone, and it's never
or,
good,
you know,
Post Malone.
The occasional NF,
and then Juice WRLD is like the one black like artist that, except for Logic, of course, that white people in trash, like white trash, can like. So I don't know
what about
to
country
do,
rap.
That one I can't stand. That's like you are straight up like
Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas X is not country rap.
Yeah, but he did once.
He did. He did. That doesn't count.
What?
Yeah, on the country music criteria, it doesn't really count because he's gay, and that just kind of eliminates all the points that you get.
You can't really have
because like
country music status.
I feel like most people who make country music that are gay are. I feel like most people that make country music are probably pretty gay.
They don't exist. Gay people in country don't exist.
No, they do.
Every country song is about dirt roads and women.
Well, it's just
they're
a cover-up.
They're in denial. Exactly.
Dirt roads and women.
Yeah.
Alex, can you make a country song right now?
All right. Tractors.
Wait. Hold on. Need to go get the guitar and we can do a little...
Yeah. I'll take the microphone. Okay. All right. Okay.
This is our country song
okay. Writing session.
Well, while he's doing that, this is going to be a little thing I like to call.
I do only know two guitar chords, so that's
okay.
So Josh, how we've country songs, you know, What about country songs that really stick out to you? Do you have any like specific lyrics that you like to point? Oh, we are clipping.
No, we're not. We're fine. I wanted to hear my own voice. Alex, stop doing that. Just hold both microphones normal.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, wow, that is actually clipping, Josh. Look at that. What? Josh, look at that. Number two.
You can noise suppress. That's -3. -3 is fine.
Okay. Our writing session was very successful. We did absolutely nothing. So, Josh, what's your favorite country song?
I don't know. I like older country music.
Name the title of your favorite country song.
There's that one, the Johnny Cash song where he like steals.
Is that a title, Josh?
Shut the fuck up. It's I don't know the name of it. He's at a car dealership and he works there and he slowly.
That's not my question, Josh.
You asked me what my favorite country song was.
I asked you favorite country song title.
Give me the name of the damn country song.
Do you think I know the names of the titles? I just like some of the songs. Wait. Let's ask again. Are you asking like you want a title for the name of the song we're about to write right now?
No, I wanted the title of your favorite country song, Josh.
I don't know.
What's your title of your least favorite country song?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
The title of my favorite country song is "Women, Beer, and My Dog Left Me."
So, something if you didn't know about country music is you can actually just sing the titles of country songs and it's the lyrics. So go and start. So we already have all the lyrics for it. We already have all the lyrics already figured out. Women, beer, my wife left me. Women and beer. Women and beer.
The baby.
It's the remix.
Now you gotta do a country rap.
Country rap.
You gotta do the studio tag.
Hey, hey yo, stinky penis in the house.
Women.
Hey, you spit some knowledge, Josh.
Imagine Stinky Penis, the country artist.
Carrie Underwood's on stage, and she's like,
"Stinky dick, and
it smells like cottage cheese." It gave a woman an STD.
Well, my woman, she left me because of my smelly pee-pee, and I feel so lonely, and I'm sad tonight. Gonna hit the bar with my friends and guitar and sing a sad, sad song, because I got a smelly dick.
DJ Stinky Penis.
God, that shit went in.
That slapped my guy.
That's number one Billboard hit right there.
I wonder how much of that was clipping. The entire just not usable audio.
It's just like loud, just screeches.
All right, well, while Ryan walks across literally every single camera shot. Am I out of focus here? Damn. Okay. So we're going to, I guess, cut to technical difficulties for a minute. All right. We are back from our technical difficulties.
I have a story.
Yeah, you have a story.
So I was at a scout camp a couple of weeks ago. I'm legally required to mention that it was a special scout camp for reasons. So... While we were at this camp, they gave us walking sticks. So it was like a part of like the deal when we got there. They gave us walking sticks, and the walking sticks just so happened to be made out of bamboo. Have you guys ever seen cut bamboo before?
No.
Okay. So cut bamboo, it has like a little hole on the top, like the way that it can be cut. There's like a little hole, like because you have bamboo. It's like a bamboo shoot.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know how it cuts.
So. Josh, can you just put us put a picture on screen for us?
PNG, cut PNG.
No,
right
no.
here.
Yeah. So Tuesday night, I was not present for this event. I just heard about it the next morning because people were going around going Stavegate, and I was like, well, what's Stavegate about? So some kid, he pulls me aside. And it's like he has to let me in on this this little secret of theirs, and he points to the. Of course, it's the little fat. It's a fat kid, right? We have multiple of those on our course.
What do you mean, of course?
Of course, it's the little fat kid.
It's the fat kid, all right? Because, of course, we have multiple fat people on our
good
course.
For y'all.
But, like, we're inclusive.
Yeah.
But it was one of them. One of the little rascals.
Of course, it's the morbidly obese child.
One of them, those people.
And last night, because it was about Tuesday night, he decides.
Don't you just want to round up all the fat people?
He got.
Put them on an island. Slightly next to the black people. So I just wanted to mess up your story. I don't mean that at all.
Okay. He means it.
Coming this summer.
Okay, anyway.
Island
near you.
Arriving this summer.
More like you're arriving to the island.
Yeah.
Unless you're white.
Then you're safe.
Anyway.
Just not.
Okay, so Tuesday night, as kid, he gets really, really, really horny, and that's important to the story.
Who does? A fat kid?
The fat kid gets really horny at summer camp. And basically, he looks down at his stave, he sees the little hole, and he sticks his penis in the hole.
Wait, what type of hole are we talking
about? It's like a bamboo. We were just talking about the bamboo shoot. Yeah, it was a really wide bamboo shoot. So for the rest of the week, everybody would go Stavegate at him just over and over again, and it became a game of bullying him for
Stavegate?
That. Stavegate. That was.
What's a Stavegate? Is it like Applegate? Like a controversy?
It's like controversy because it's like a because it's like, you know, like Divagate when Diva's butt cheeks were too thick, so everybody got mad about that.
Diva, like, as in, like, in like Overwatch.
Yeah.
Wait, people got mad about Diva's ass?
Yeah.
They got mad about Tracer's ass.
Oh, it was somebody's ass.
They got mad about Widowmaker's boobs.
Something like that. They're all hot. I don't know.
All Josh knows is that he gets to be inside hot women.
I don't know. I've lost track. I can't.
What are we fucking talking about?
I mean, Winston's the hot.
We get to talk about the women of Overwatch.
Okay. Can we be honest let's be honest here.
Rule 34 game.
Let's be honest here. Let's be honest, guys.
How do you know that?
Winston is the hottest character in Overwatch, and I will fight you on that.
He's not.
He's got a big banana.
I
don't know, man.
Tracer, Widowmaker, who's purple. That's
but
hot.
It's a monkey. You tell me that a monkey going does not turn you on?
No,
Junkrat. Junkrat. Yeah, Junkrat could put me in a
Bastion?
Bear trap.
Gets my gears going.
You know what grinds my gears? Anyway.
Sebastian from Little Mermaid.
What's the story you're talking about with Stavegate or whatever?
Hey, I'm sorry, Alex.
So this kid, he grabs his he gets his bamboo shoot, which is his terrible walking stick, and he sticks his penis inside the shoot.
I think that's a bit, yeah.
Yeah. So for the rest of the week, everybody called him Stavegate, and the staff made it an official rule that he wasn't allowed to come in 6 feet of another person's walking stick for the rest of the week. So, like, everybody would, like, hold their staff at him, their walking stick at him, and then he'd be like, and he'd have to back up because he has to stay 6 feet away from everybody's walking stick.
Because
they were all made out of bamboo.
How did they find out that he just put his penis in one? Did he do it?
Was it, like, in the log cabin or something? Just, like,
it was one of the
he's
staff.
Like, man, that's a really, really good-looking piece of bamboo right there. I want to fuck a piece of bamboo. Like, what happened to where, like, this was...
I don't know the details about what happened. All I know is I heard about it the next day. I was not there.
Man, camp seems magical.
NYLT is magical.
He just, like, someone just found him. Like, one of the counselors found him in his bed at night with a piece of bamboo.
What's his name?
I'm not gonna
What's the guy's... You said Stave?
Stave.
No. That's not his actual name. That was different. That's a different thing.
What the fuck is Stave?
That's a different. It's a different thing.
Anyway, let's just say his name's Stave. Just yeah. The camp. All right, counselor.
Mr. Stave, man.
Yeah. The camp counselor goes out and goes, "That looks like Stave's semen right there."
We had to get semen tests before it.
That's pure.
Ryan's on the scene, semen expert.
Oh, that's Stave.
I would watch that.
I know Stave's.
I watch that show. I'd watch that show.
Me on the Ryan on the case.
Ryan on the case.
Scene?
Yeah, yeah. Like Ryan on the like. It's the cum catchers.
It's directly right after Ryan's poop review, just in the time slot of how we do our podcast.
Coming this summer.
It's like basically every episode is like there's hardened criminals that just masturbate and just in public areas and they leave their cum everywhere, and it's Ryan's job to figure out who did it.
No. So what it is like, it's like the structure of our podcast. It's like the first minute is intro, us talking about shitty stories that we're going to cut out. Then like we go straight into like whatever story I have or Ryan has, and then we go then it goes
boom, Ryan's
Alex
poop review.
Ryan's poop review to get the viewers going right.
And then everyone wants to hear that.
Yes. And then just straight to Ryan's poop review, big graphics. Then we go Alex's camp stories. Then we go Josh says something racist. Then we go straight into the new one, which is going to be Ryan's on the case. And then we have a bunch of b-roll of Ryan.
It needs to be a pun. It needs to be a pun about like splooge or something, or like
Ryan's splooge stories.
Ryan's
Owens. Owens is coming to town, or it's, I don't know, something like that.
Anyway, that's the name. The name.
Who talks about Owens is like the worst last name because like it's so like non intimidating in the slightest.
What about Candace? Like Candace Owens from the Ben Shapiro show. The name doesn't mean anything. It's about the B-roll of Ryan walking around like a downtown area with like the classic 1800s Sherlock hat, and he just has the magnifying glass.
All right, guys, it's official. Jacob isn't going to be on this episode.
Why is he not coming?
He just texts me saying he'll help tear down when it's over.
Why? Does he know what we're doing?
I told him we were doing it.
Oh, that's why. You shouldn't have told him. You should tell we're still waiting on him. Just text him that we're waiting on him.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to tell him that.
Just say, JK, lol, we're actually waiting on you still.
Jacob isn't going to fucking fall for that.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah, that's true.
He will fall for anything. Come on. We can't do an episode without Jacob. Like, how can we title the episode Jacob? Is it Jacob is absent?
Jacob doesn't show up. That's the name of the podcast.
Jacob is absent.
Jacob fucking dies.
That was gonna be the last episode.
That's the last episode. We do have to kill him off.
Yeah,
canonically,
when he eventually has to leave the podcast.
Spoilers.
So Josh, are you just like a bunch of gnomes, like in a skin suit?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not. Ghouls.
All the fans were wondering.
Who are the fans?
Brett.
Just Brett.
Their fans are down there.
Can we replace? Just here you go, buddy. I just clapped really hard on my phone.
I bet. Can I please have that?
We have a charger for you, Ryan. Let me get it.
Can I please?
Damn it.
Let me get you that.
I may also need a hotspot because I haven't had service in
the last 9 days.
Me when I haven't fixed my car.
Yeah.
Josh, you need to shave.
You guys know what I found out?
What'd you find out?
I found out that I could have been eligible to play for my baseball team in 2020 or in 2021, spring of 2020.
Why?
Because of COVID in 2020.
Dang.
Because the season was cut so short, I could have like filed a some or the other illegal thing and I could have played baseball.
Illegal thing.
Not, you know what I said? Yeah. You know, I could have put my quirky little signature on a document and then played baseball.
It is sweaty in here, but how much would that suck for the people who do like let's say you're a junior that year, like the people who were before you, just to come up as a senior and it's like, oh, the seniors are back and they're way more important.
Yeah, and you kind of lose that. Yeah. Yeah. You shouldn't have done that. You're messing with the power balance of high school.
Yeah, the power balance of high school is very important.
I mean, in retrospect, I'm glad I didn't. Sort of. Ish. Kind of. I mean, I literally couldn't have, like, with moving and everything.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't have been logistically possible, but it just pisses me off that, like, I could have played baseball.
But would you have to have stayed in school, like, a year longer?
Wait.
No. Wait. Oh, really? Oh, okay. I don't know. Maybe not.
Because that's what we did for our school, is if you wanted to play another year,
you would just go to high school just for another year.
Yeah, you just save, like, your AP classes for that year and then just do it then. And,
oh. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know
what
if I
have... What do they call you after senior? Are you, like, a senior?
Fifth year.
I think it's just because of, like... No, I think it senior was different pro. Because of the... Because of the pandemic and everything, cutting the season short. It's not just like I wanted to play another year. It's like I literally like
could not.
Yeah. Like I got an extra season if I wanted to.
We just always had the option. But it was still like you had to be registered through your school. So but those people are fucking losers. So
amen.
I didn't want to be one of those.
Shut up, Josh.
I don't miss high school at all.
Yeah. We know you don't because you got bullied in high school.
Yeah.
Josh, that microphone looks like a penis.
Doesn't eat hot dogs for how we talked about that story in mind. No, did we?
Y'all seen Joey Chestnut?
Did we ever talk about the hot dog story on the podcast?
Did we?
Which one?
The me getting bullied story. I should just tell it again.
Yeah, you should just tell it.
Oh yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Oh, is that?
No way.
Someone is entering the house.
Well, guys,
is it?
Thank you for watching the Facts Podcast show. That's going to do it for this week.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for watching.
Who is it? Is that who I think it is?
Wait. The suspense is killing me. Can you just go
upstairs?
Is it
actually Jacob, or are we about to get like, killed or something?
Who is it? Who is that? Who is that downstairs?
Jacob, is that you?
Blink twice.
Jacob, come up here. You're not getting out of the podcast today.
He's pulling up. He's pulling up creepy music on his phone. He's gonna make a funny joke. Guys, let's pretend like we don't know he's down there real quick.
All right. Yeah.
So
I was at the gay bar the other day, and
as where Alex usually hangs out between.
If you want to find me, you just go down to your local gay bar. I will be there. And this
right
counts,
next to your
this
mom.
This counts for everybody too. I am actually a mystical ghost, and I will show up at every gay bar.
What is he playing?
I was at the gay bar and I was crying in the corner.
I was with Dylan and me and him were just it was wild night.
D-Y-L-L-Y-N.
No, he spells it with a B.
Jacob, are you coming up here?
Dylan. Yeah. Oh no, what is that?
Whoa, do you guys hear that?
Oh no, did you guys know that Friday the 13th was filmed here?
Was Friday the 13th?
Did you know that? No. Did you know that someone died on this premises?
Oh no! It was Josh. Josh died.
I wish, but no. What the fuck is he doing? Is he coming up here?
Oh my gosh, guys! I think a spooky man is coming. Spooky man is coming for us.
No, you mean
you shouldn't have called Big Chungus at 3 a.m.
Spooky man is arriving. Here.
Oh, now the spooky man is coming for us.
No, the spooky man is...
Oh, gazoinkers, balunga dunga. I'm never going to see titties. I'm going to die. The spooky man's never coming up.
Aw. Jacob.
Yes?
Why aren't you coming up here?
We've been, like, making this
guys, the spooky man's coming upstairs.
Are you not going to be a part of this
Jacob.
Episode?
Hey, Jacob.
Bro.
Oh, I called it!
Jacob!
Literally, like, the moment dinner was ready, like, the moment you...
It's been an hour and 40 minutes
past
when we were supposed to record.
He goes, yeah? And?
What are you gonna do about it? Can you sit down?
We gotta do about
please,
it, bitch.
Please sit down for the show.
Sit.
Yay! Edited a little audio.
Someone clap.
Hope there's no arguing happening in the other room.
That's a funny joke. Jenny, give this man a microphone. Okay. I just want to say, like, what?
Well done.
What?
Good job.
Okay, no.
You made it.
Okay, Jacob, why are you so late? Are you going to say anything?
No.
Okay. Now, congratulations, buddy, on getting accepted into unbranded college is in our state. But
what's our state?
The state
unbranded
the state that we live in.
We're in a solid state, right?
We're in the right state.
Yeah, we're not.
Guys, at what temperature does your gender become solid?
Fluid?
I think like 69 degrees. Among us.
No, guys, stop. We're getting very sidetracked. Jacob, how on earth do you expect to go to college and like show up on time to your like classes and stuff?
Show up on time.
If you why can't you do that for us?
You got a point though. You can just show up on time.
It's such a simple solution.
My bad.
I would say there's a stark difference.
Between going to classes and showing up to
a
recreational thing.
Jacob will be
thing.
Walking between like.
There's a difference between like 300 people in a classroom and 37 subscribers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're more important.
Like do we have to have more subscribers for you, Jacob?
There's a difference between two subscribers and like my future.
Do we not have enough subscribers for you, Jacob? Wow. Is that the issue?
This could be your future, Jacob.
Your future is this podcast.
What if it blows up?
It won't blow up.
We won't remember you.
He doesn't deserve it.
I guess he doesn't deserve the microphone.
We're heated, Jacob. Very heated.
We're like you when you play Destiny.
I'm very heated.
We were here
moment.
For so long yesterday setting up, and you were here on time for that.
Yeah, because I don't mind setting up.
Do we need to replace you, Jacob? Is this what this is coming to?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are we going to name the show after? That's like
Jacob's still going to be the name of the episode.
The whole dynamic is like the having you here to balance us out. What would we do without?
Just replace him with Jacob West.
No, that would be so weird.
That wouldn't work though.
That way we could keep the titles.
Anyway, how's your week been going, Jacob? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Did you get that new gun in Destiny 2? And get that new exotic?
The new drippy.
The 20 new exotics.
Are they still updating Destiny 1?
Literally the new DLC is coming out D2. In like early next year.
Destiny 2, not Destiny 1. Destiny 1's
dead.
They
stopped on Destiny 1?
No.
That's been done for years.
Yeah. Okay.
I just play it because I miss it.
You should
get on D2 then. D2's like way better.
Oh my goodness.
There's like actual content. There's more than just doing the strike playlist.
Well, you missed a lot, Jacob. You missed a lot. You missed a country song. You missed.
Yeah. I was talking about Destiny.
You missed horny. You missed horny bamboo story.
He was bamboozled. Jacob was bamboozled. That should be the
bamboozled. I barely know her. I know her.
Scott.
I know her pretty well.
It's a joke.
So anyway, when I was young in high school, when I was a wee lad around Alex Webster's age, I guess 14, I got bullied once because I was at Steak and Shake, which is a famous restaurant that is.
You already told the story.
I don't know if we've told it
on
again
the podcast
correctly. I don't know. I feel like I've told it, but not anyway.
Yeah, I don't think you have on the podcast.
Basically, what happened is I ordered a hot dog, and then all these kids were like. That hot dog looks like a penis. This is when my parents were really poor, so like it was just like any money they could like get together for like something like that, and I remember that. And then those people made fun of me, and then I couldn't I just had lost my appetite because they said it looked like a penis. And it was like one of those weird hot dogs where like they split it up in four ways and it like opened up like that. So it did look really weird in the context of it looking like a penis. But like, again, it made me really sad. And then I just like ate it out of like just shame.
Did they get
that
checked out? What? I mean, they may need to have that looked at.
I'm not saying that looks like me. I'm saying that just like, I don't know.
Have you ever seen another man's penis?
When he got.
No. Okay. Have you?
When he got that four parting ways dick.
You know, like that thing in like Stranger Things. It's like
when you got that banana peel.
You got that quad cock.
Banana peel penis.
Quadcopter. When he pulls out the quadcopter.
The quadcopter.
like copter. Copter.
That's what I just said. The quad copter.
I said it. What the way I said it was funnier. Fuck you, Jacob.
Jacob, you look sad. What's
Tell
wrong?
Tell us what's on your mind.
No thoughts, head empty.
Well, you look sad. What's wrong, Jacob?
What do you think about the Scott Coffin leak?
The what?
Scott Coffin leak. Yeah, he's a conservative now.
I don't know who that is. The guy who made FNAF. Yeah.
MatPat made a video on it.
I don't care about FNAF, so I don't really care about it.
MatPat made a video that was basically like, here's Scott Coffin. I love this dude, but like, he's a conservative, and that's bad. Like,
okay.
He paid, you know, that was the whole video.
Okay.
Had a whole game theory based on that.
No, he made it.
This really is care. A game theory.
I don't really care about FNAF.
Okay. What about, really? what are other things Jacob cares about? Subnautica, like Terraria.
Terraria's pretty cool.
Biking.
Yeah, biking's pretty cool.
Wait, like the Frank Ocean song?
I may have toned legs.
Yeah. Frank Ocean.
Frank Ocean?
Frank Ocean. Okay.
There are only five oceans.
When?
Yeah, what do you mean? There's only Frank Ocean. There's only
there's
five
only
oceans.
Five oceans, but you make me one of them. Because, like, that's a joke.
Oh, because... Like yeah. wet, like a vagina.
Because I'm sweating in this fucking hot tiny room right now.
Was that a vagina joke?
Oh,
top, dab me up. Come on, high five, Josh. Give me a high five. Do it, whore. Make your money. Do it.
So anyway, guys, okay. This is time for Joshy's monologue here. We're doing
your
things.
Your flow sucks, Josh.
What do you mean my flow sucks?
You ever seen late night comedy, Josh? It's like that. Yeah, every good comedy really needs to have like a flow, and your flow is just
after every time that you repeat someone else's joke, you have to slam your desk really hard.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. We need to be a laugh track. We need the audience. We're the studio live.
No. Cue the laugh track. You hear them? You hear them? They're laughing.
Yeah.
We made it, guys.
Up top, guys. Up top. Dab me up.
We just turn the camera over, and it's just like the empty room.
I'm the guest on the show.
Yeah.
And then you're the late night host.
Me and Jacob are the audience.
Ready? And so I said to Deborah,
13% of the population commits 50% of the crime.
That's what I was saying.
Black people. So do you have a poop review for this week?
Ryan tells poop stories. Ryan tells poop
stories. No, you don't need to sing it.
I did have a weird experience today.
Is that when we called you and you were on the toilet?
Dodging.
The other Josh.
Yeah, the other Josh. I was taking a coffee shit.
Yeah.
You know, one of those post coffee shits. Yeah. So it's like nice and clean.
Was it Innova Coffee?
Innova Discs.
Like the disc company.
Fucking
hell. For the audio listeners, we should just explain jokes to the audio listeners only. For the audio listeners, Innova is a disc golf company that Ryan is in love with, and he wants to sponsor them. Please sponsor this man.
Please sponsor me, Innova Discs. I shot 12 down at Pinson Disc Golf Course.
I have no idea what that means, but it sounds good numbers, baby.
Numbers based. What do they mean?
Please bring back the Luster Champion Invader. It's my favorite disc.
I don't know what that means.
I only have...
Hey, explain it for our audio listeners.
We just did. Audio listeners, you're welcome.
Like the visual listeners would like it either because you don't have a prop of it.
Jacob, you got to take a microphone when you talk, my guy.
I'm not going to take a microphone.
How about this?
He's a free thinker.
They're never going to hear me.
So-called three thinkers went...
Free thinkers? That sounds like a three German
thinkers.
Villain.
Three thinkers.
Three thinkers?
It's like three That's fingers.
Can we build up on our
If I only made it out with the three. Wait, three thinkers. I can't say it right. Now that I'm trying to say it backwards, I'm saying it forwards.
Hey, say free thinkers, but replace it with the N word.
Three thinkers.
I get it.
Three fingers.
Nice. Yeah, y'all clap. What do y'all think about Wendy Williams this week?
I don't know. Yeah, who
did you see what she did?
I don't know.
Jamie, play the clip.
For our audio listeners,
it's basically like Wendy Williams. She's this daytime. You know how there's like late night. This is like daytime.
Daytime.
Where it's like all those like psychotic moms in the audience, just like.
It's like the Ellen.
Show.
It's like Oprah, but worse.
Like cooking shows, but like not like Hell's Kitchen cooking shows. Yeah. But like the one where they're like, today we're gonna make a turkey plate.
Yeah, stuff like that. But all the sets look the exact
today
same.
Today we're going to cook your newborn baby.
Yes, that episode. But the anyway, there was this person that she was talking about, and then her and her producer are just like dogging this guy that they're talking to. They're like, he has more followers than me on TikTok. And then she's like, if you know who this guy is, clap to the audience. And the audience like slowly claps. And then she's like, well, he's dead. He died this week. He was shot in a hit and run. And they just transition immediately into the next segment. It's so fucked up. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes. We got to play the video. If we have internet, we should play the video like right now.
Neither does one person in this building. Maybe suspect.
Norman. Norman, my man.
Do you know who Swavey is? Clap.
It's so
clap
weird.
Clap, you know who Swavey is.
Goddamn horse.
This is like awful.
Sus?
Sus?
Not my...
Among Us?
It's not my cup of tea.
I think he's going on right now.
Well, he's a TikTok star.
Yep.
He's got more followers than me. 2.5 million.
TikTok. Somebody threw the bowling ball.
They're so fucking brainwashed. All the people in that audience.
On TikTok, but on Instagram, they're wearing masks.
Yeah.
Well, as my son Kevin would say, no one uses Instagram anymore.
What?
And as far as TikTok, I don't use that at all.
Obviously.
I don't know what that is. I don't want to be involved.
What is this guy doing?
He's the producer. He's just fucking.
So here he is.
Why is there's so much silence? Like,
they're scared.
They're scared of her.
It's a cult.
He's 19.
Keep watching.
It's loading.
Fuck. That's the
fuck. Well, we saw the part after it.
No.
You gotta watch the transition, though.
Yeah.
So here he is.
Yeah, I can touch the fear in the air in this video.
You can just cut it with
touch his fear.
He's 19. And he was murdered Monday morning. Now, according to our friends at MediaTakeout.com, hi, Fred, the killer confessed on Instagram Live. He said that Swavey invited him out and alleges that Swavey and the friends that were with Swavey jumped him and tried to kill him. So he had a gun. And did the killing. So, somebody's dead. The guy who was invited over, he's dead.
Swavey is dead.
Swavey is now dead.
Watch the transition.
Oh. All those followers. Yeah, that's really only 19 years old. All
the followers.
And by the way, the friend who came over was an admitted drug dealer.
Wow.
And cool fact. Oh, they just sit there and nod.
No one in custody. They'll probably never catch anyone.
Nobody says anything.
You know.
Nobody reacts to
another one of those stories.
Anyways, how do they transition?
Fuck, it didn't show the transition.
Oh my God.
God damn it.
It doesn't show the transition.
That's the transition.
On a lighter note, Bruce Springsteen's daughter is going to the Olympics.
Right no, there. She goes straight. Basically, what happens is
that
right
wasn't
after.
Straight.
No, that right after that.
Right after that silence, it just goes right into the.
She
next.
Just goes. Oh, she just starts talking about like her next product or something like that.
Holy shit! Okay, so that, you know, guys, I'm gonna be straight up honest with you for a second. This has been a shit episode of the Facts
Why?
Podcast. Though. This has been so bad. But that.
That was comedy.
That gives me so much hope for this podcast. Holy shit.
Could you imagine we're just comparing ourselves to Wendy Williams? Just that's our that's our threshold.
If she can
we're better than daytime TV.
If she can make money doing that, that with that delivery and that, like,
you know what we should do next week? We should have, like, we should copy what Sus or whatever his name was.
Yeah.
And just, that should be Jamie. And we have Jamie, like, duct taped in the corner of the room, just like,
It's just Josh. It's just Josh. He's sitting in a chair.
No, he's wearing a Josh mask because we don't want to show who Jamie
is. No, I'm saying you are sitting in the middle of the room in a chair like she is. And we've got, like, a screen behind you. And
then, like, that would be such a good bit.
It cuts to, like, Alex, like, with this demonic smile like the guy has. Like, the... like the fucking
No. Alex and Jacob are the crowd. You, Alex and Jacob are the crowd audio.
Okay, yeah. And then Jamie has the Josh mask on.
But yeah, and it's just like duct taped the whole time. That's so messed up.
Did you just like watch that live?
I was I saw it on TikTok right after it happened. People just kept announcing like what the fuck.
It's funny.
He's dead.
Anyways, guys, check out my new product.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't
all
think
those followers.
I don't think this episode's that bad. I think we're. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching the Facts Podcast Show. Today, we got to talk about today's sponsor, which is paper. It's a company that gives you a single piece of paper. Use promo code Facts Podcast. Alex, stop. Use promo code Skinny Penis in the bio. Okay, that is paper. Paper is real. / Skinny Penis. All right, let's go back to the show. Alex, can you get your get back
Billie
in the
Eilish
spot?
Would be funny to fantasize about alone.
Billie Eilish is so hot.
Ryan, do you make Catherine dress up as Billie Eilish and have her step
on
you?
I make Catherine put green highlights in her hair.
Yeah,
and then I make her sing sad songs.
And then while she steps on you?
While she puts her giant...
And she has like an autism outburst, like on you, like on like.
And then I make her.
Well, she actually has Tourette's.
Yeah, she make her give like
entire ukulele in her mouth, an entire ukulele head in her mouth, and that's like her entire personality.
Could you imagine if Ryan had like a Tourette's fetish or something?
Jesus Christ,
is that a thing?
Did you just blink?
Could you just snap at even paces?
Did you just sporadically say the N-word?
Just starts coming.
Ah, that's comedy.
So this story, it starts way back in November when, let's just for the sake of the story, let's call the guy in question that we did this to, let's call him Timmy. So Timmy, he's a certain fella that I've done theater with. Me and him are like, we're not like super duper duper close friends, but we're like kind of close friends. And like, he basically, this was a long time ago, he basically made a joke beef with one of my friends. So like me and the person he made joke beef with were like talking like, hey, how are we going to get back at him? And I was like, let's make a diss track. And he was like, yeah, let's make a diss track. So we sat down, we started it, and then I procrastinated on it for like, cause I didn't like the way it was turning out. I procrastinated on it for like months. And basically I just sat on it for like an uncomfortably long amount of time. And then before you know it, it's like June 2021, and me and the same friend, we completely forgot about it, its existence. I mean, it occasionally comes up because like it became a running gag, like whenever it's going to come, when is the diss track going to come out? Oh, we're all waiting for it. And then, so basically it became like almost like a myth at this point. It's like an urban legend. It was an urban as an urban legend.
It was a legend,
so,
yeah.
June 21, me and the guy were like, hey, let's actually like sit down. We're going to we ended up remaking it, the entire thing. We just scrapped the old project and made a new one. with my, because I know how to do music stuff now more than I did in November. So we sat down. This took a long time to make. I'm really salty about what happened because it took like, all right, it took like 3 independent sessions to like write out all the lyrics for it. We put so much effort into that. So basically, and then 2 of my other friends, let me make this very clear. We're going to call one of my friends White Tyler the Creator.
That's very true.
And we're going to call the other one the kid with the top hat. Wait, no, what's the Milady hat? What's
Sands?
That? No, not okay. Sans. What's the Redditor hat? What's
that called?
The Milady hat.
Fedora.
The Fedora kid. We're going to call him Fedora Kid and White Tyler the Creator. So originally me and my friend, for the sake of the story, we're going to call him, what's his name?
Timmy?
Timmy is the guy that we made the diss track on.
Right.
Can I make this very clear? Timmy is the guy that we made the diss track on. Biggie Cheese is the first friend that the original inside joke started with. Fedora Kid and then White Tyler the Creator. That's us four. Those are the key players. And basically, me and Biggie Cheese are talking about like, oh, haha, diss track, where we were working on it. And then Fedora Kid hears by, he's like, oh, hey, can I be a part of it? And we're like, yeah, sure. So we got him on the chorus. And then we reached out to White Tyler, the Creator, since he's like a rapper and can rap and stuff. Because, you know, that's what rappers do. They can rap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they talk about their feelings and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Pussy shit.
I have a side tangent. Can we talk about how much language you used in your last week? In your ghost Halloween story? Or yeah, whatever, your ghost story. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I left that in there, by the way. Yeah. So if cool. your parents see this, that was you, buddy. That was all your fault.
Yeah, well, that was all me.
Come on. Give him a little psych. It was a traumatic experience.
Traumatic, yeah.
Rufus
yeah.
was moving around.
I love how you knew exactly what we were talking about. Anyway, go back to your story.
Anyways, so we're talking about, like, okay, when are we going to do this? So we ended up getting, like, a scheduled sleepover, and we ended up...
Your parents talk to each other.
Yeah, our parents scheduled a sleepover, right? So that we were gonna record
a slumber party.
Slumber party, if you absolutely need.
Did y'all sleep in the same bed?
No.
Okay.
They don't do that.
Did you jack each other off?
we didn't have time. We would have, as per sleepover maintenance.
You didn't have 3 seconds.
What we had to, yeah, we, what? Yeah, we were busy. We had to go get like a special contract signed with like the sleepover overlords, which is, what's his name?
Mom and Dad.
James Charles. Yeah, we had to go get a special contract signed with, him in order to get that, y'all like cleared out in order to like get past regulations. But it's all figured out. It's all, don't worry about it. All the legal jargon is, it's all figured out. It's not even worth talking about. So, basically, we ended up pulling an all-nighter, and I told my parents that I did sleep, but I did not. We did definitely pull an all-nighter. We recorded.
Did you not sleep at all?
No. Wow. And then we pulled an all-nighter. So, we started at like 4:30 in the afternoon. We recorded the entire thing, and then after that, we made a music video, which took from about 10 p.m. to about 2 in the morning. And then we spent from 2 a.m. to like 10 a.m. editing the entire thing.
Oh my goodness.
So it was a session and a half.
Is that why you used all my equipment?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was when we used all the equipment for Super Cool Photos. That was that.
And what happened to this project?
And then I'm getting to that. That's okay. That's the interesting part.
I was like, 'cause I haven't seen anything on this.
Yeah, you would have seen it.
what do you mean?
Basically,
no.
So it gets to, so it's Saturday, right? And we're at rehearsal. We're all making jokes about it, like, and we're telling people like, oh yeah, it's a real thing. We made it last night. It's going up later today. So we drop it. Now, you got to understand, this is theater. So a very certain attention seeking girl at our theater group. If you're watching this and you're from that group, you know who I'm talking about. She's been mentioned on this podcast before. She hasn't been on the show, but she's been mentioned.
Waffle House girl.
Is it Waffle House? I don't know what to say.
It's a Waffle House girl.
The lore so continues. Basically,
another thing we have to continue is that we reached out and we got Timmy's permission to do this. So we reached out and we were like, hey, is it all right if we do this? He's like, yeah, man, that's all right. Good. We got the all clear and we got the go ahead from him. He did not care in the slightest. And basically, this a certain attention seeking girl does not like me in the absolute slightest. I do not care. But she does not like me. She hates me.
Fuck you, Becky.
But yeah, Becky. Yeah, she's to say the story, she's Becky. She doesn't deserve any name better than Becky.
Not with the back, though?
Yeah, without the back.
Okay.
Backs are for losers.
I disagree.
Backs are meant to be broken. put that on a t-shirt. George Clinton.
Hey, Bane broke Batman's back, so.
Yeah. Top 10 ways
to. Do you
want to
know
cool.
how he got his scars? It's from Bane.
Anyways, so she sees this and she's like, I have an idea. So she goes to the lead, the number one, the head honcho of everything.
She sees the video.
She's like, I have an idea. So she goes to the head honcho. She's like, Miss insert name here. This video really hurt this person's feelings, and his confidence is absolutely destroyed, and he's really sad about it, and this is a complete why I'm making this all up for attention. And so basically...
Or she was like, it hurt this guy's feelings.
Yeah, even though we got his permission. It was a really terrible
is this
lie.
A video you uploaded somewhere?
We uploaded it to YouTube and everything.
Did you private it or delete it?
No, it's deleted. We deleted it now.
Why would you did not private it?
I should have privated it, but I deleted it.
You didn't think about it?
I still have it on my laptop. Yeah, you still
have the file. That's good. Have the file.
Yeah, I still have it. It's on my phone.
Can we play it on the podcast?
That's where I thought it was going, is like somehow like she got a hold of the file.
No, she just saw it on YouTube. And so
where
she's
did you
like,
post this under your YouTube channel?
On my own YouTube channel.
Well, we'll link in the bio.
It's not up anymore.
We don't have any content, but we could.
Yeah, it's not up anymore. But like, so she reached. So this director, she gets pissed. Like when I,
watching the video?
Yeah, she never watched it.
Oh.
She never watched. That's like another thing is she never watched it.
Yeah.
So she basically gets. So mad. To my knowledge, she didn't watch it. I have no idea if she actually did. If you're watching,
is it offensive enough to warrant that reaction?
It is not offensive enough to warrant. It's not offensive in the slightest.
Is there language?
No.
Really?
No. We made it was it's completely clean. The closest thing we do to a roast is saying that he peed his pants one time, but he didn't actually pee his pants. So it's just
so this is different from the
so
guy.
How do
that,
you actually make a diss track? Without,
is this
like,
we don't? It's really stupid.
Is this different from the bamboo guy?
This is different from the bamboo guy. So basically, so she sees it, right? She is, because again, Timmy was one of her favorites. Arguably her most favorite kid. So she sees this and she is so mad. Like, oh my God. She threatened to like kick me out levels of mad. She threatened to kick everybody that was involved out on the spot.
This isn't your school, right?
This is not my school. Okay. This is outside
Scouts?
Theater program. No, this is not Scouts. This is theater.
So you almost got kicked. So basically,
you almost
got kicked out of a play
because
of something you made outside.
Yes.
It's technically harassment if you're making it about somebody. So
yeah, even though we got his permission.
Okay. And did you clarify you got his permission or like?
Yeah, I did.
You're like, we got.
We didn't end in the video, like, later. I was like, later, yeah, we
did
got
you
his
say,
permission.
Like, hey, like, we got his permission to make this video about him?
No, because basically as soon as I was contacted about it, it was, hey, delete this right now or you're off the team. And I was like, all right, okay. Well, I was told by my parents. It's like, hey, you're off the team if you don't delete this. And I did on the spot immediately because I got scared. I really shouldn't have backed down in hindsight.
You should
have
just privated it.
Yeah, I should have just privated it. I still have it, but like, yeah, I should not have
you
backed
down. You can re-upload it.
Yeah, I should have not backed down.
You should upload it, re-upload it right now.
Okay.
No.
Publicly.
On the podcast.
Back on there.
Right
tag
now.
Everybody involved tag with this.
Far into the microphone.
Just say, fuck you, Becky.
Wait, what?
Just like, fuck you, Becky. Are we gonna make
a diss track on Becky?
That's what I'm about to say. Can we make a diss track about her?
I will.
Can you make a whole song
this
about
this?
This
one goes out to Becky.
Can you make a whole song about this story? Just like
that would be
like what you just did, breaking down like what happened and like how like the people were oppressing you. Yeah, that's like very much Kendrick Lamar arc right there. Just without the race.
Yeah.
Yeah, just without the actual like oppression.
I'm oppressed, like Kendrick Lamar.
I'm white and oppressed.
I was at the theater camp.
I had the same joke.
So we were I was 13% kick out. Again, this is a grown woman attacking a 15-year-old for essentially making a joke that we got permission for. So I was very, 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 very mad about it. In hindsight, it's pretty funny. And then his parents saw it.
Yeah.
And then because she sent it to his parents too.
So that means she saw the YouTube video.
Yeah, she saw. No. Becky, we think anyways. Becky, please reach out to me and confirm that it was you that sent it. Don't be a pussy.
He's starting beef right now.
I do not care.
Okay.
Becky, I think anyways, sent it to the parents. I'm not 100% sure how that got out, but it did. Either that or I'm just really good at marketing. It's one or the other.
That's the lesson here.
Don't be good at marketing. So she in one of the verses, White Tyler the Creator says something along the lines of he dresses like a daddy's boy. And when his dad saw that, he's like, "What does that mean? What does that mean?"
Oh, his parents got upset.
His parents got upset about it. No, they were not chill about it.
Wow.
Because and another thing is that in the beginning of the video,
do you have your with Timmy though?
Hey, do you have your laptop so we can watch the video?
No.
Dang.
Hold on. I have them on my phone, but like we can.
How long is it?
It's 3 minutes. So.
That's
how we know that she never watched the video because like if she had seen it she would have been like, "Oh, that's a joke. You're just messing with me." But she never did.
That's kind of something that like that bullies do though. If like you're the bully in the situation,
hey, you know,
like, we're just messing with you. You know, like something like that. So it could have been that she saw it and still took offense to it.
Yeah,
I don't see personally how that video, video was offensive at all.
Yeah, obviously.
Again, I'm 7 feet away from you, and I couldn't hear it that well, but it didn't seem
now,
offensive.
Now, the only thing is, if you had actually like taken digs at like his past trauma or something like that.
No, we never did.
Like, that's a. You know, that's...
Yeah, we didn't do that.
But, like, you're friends with this guy, and you say, stupid, you're dumb, and you peed your pants, and you have a stick up your bum.
Could you
We have to edit this out. We have to edit that all out.
Could
you can't say his real name.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't. Also, we have to edit out that part where Ryan says his name. So,
I said someone's... too, so...
Yeah, but you gotta edit that out.
No.
Josh, you have to.
I hate that
his parents didn't take it well. Like knowing that he's friends with you guys and like
so.
Yeah, me and him shared an apartment during a theater competition.
Yeah,
me and him shared a hotel. Me and Timmy shared a hotel.
So like, what was your parents' reaction to this?
They never saw it, right? So basically,
your dad's like, "Damn, son, those are some good bars."
So here's what happened. They never saw it, right? They never saw it.
Go hard, man.
Because like because the only thing they heard was from our director who was saying how terrible it was because she never watched it because she heard it from the attention seeking girl who lied about it.
Can we get a fight with you?
She lied. No, I don't know if she actually watched it.
Can we get a fight with you and this girl? Like,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'll drop a diss track on her later.
In the barn?
In the barn. In the barn.
Is this going to affect any, like, your professional, acting career or anything?
If they try to bring this up to mess with me, I'm just going to leave on the spot.
Could this, like...
If you're in this group and you're listening to this...
I just mute his mic.
I will leave on the... If you try to be like, "Oh, you can't do that," I'm just going to leave on the spot.
Maybe they wanted you gone, Alex.
Yeah, if you want me to be gone, just start drama. Just use this clip to start drama and I'll leave. Cool.
I love that we actually have...
Big dick.
We're big enough, like, to start actually having the podcast affect our real lives.
Yes.
In a point where it's actually like concerning. So we made it. Guys.
My coworkers found the podcast.
Up top.
Oh, really?
One of my coworkers, yeah.
Oh,
just naturally.
I mean, I told her about it.
Everybody.
Okay. She set it up in front of like four people.
Everybody in the theater group I'm talking about in question knows about the podcast because one person found it and then spread it to everybody.
That's
so
great.
they are more than likely going to see this.
The thing about this podcast is the way we do our marketing is like, yeah, we have pages up and stuff. But we never like, we're like, hey, this is my podcast. Like of course in our own friend group, we make jokes about it all the time, but we don't just like,
yeah, we don't post it publicly.
You know, I don't go up to my tables at Olive Garden. I'm like, hey, dude,
have you heard about the Facts Podcast? Show me Pete.
I hand him a fucking business card. Like, here's the Facts Podcast Show. Here's
we're
going to
get a Spotify deal
right here. This automatically subscribe you. We got a new episode coming out this week.
Yeah. Dang. So
we talk about, you know, the time that someone shit at the table that you're sitting at right
now.
So
do you hear positive things about the podcast or do you
mostly negative?
Yeah.
What I hear from what I hear is that that's pretty, it gets, it is that after episode four, episode like three, five, and six.
Sorry,
like,
Christina.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry.
I think it's a good episode. Though.
I like that episode.
It's all right.
It's not very good.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway,
we had a lot of conversations about that one. After three, skip four, and then after five is when it gets good. But like one and two, two's all right. One sucks.
I can't watch one.
One's terrible.
Yeah.
Two is like mediocre. Three is when it like starts to get decent. Four is just whatever.
Three is good because it has that story of Ryan talking about his dog shitting all the time. that's
where
why I like that one.
That's where the saga.
Four is the cherry bomb of our discography. It's objectively the worst one.
It's Tyler, the Creator reference.
It's the only episode with a woman.
This is like
amen.
I think like eight is our Flower Boy or Igor, and this is more like our Call Me If You Get Lost.
I consider six to be our Flower Boy because that's the Olive Garden episode.
Exactly, it's our better
that's,
ones.
Yeah,
like,
that's our Flower Boy, and then seven.
Eight is Igor for sure.
Eight is Igor.
We're definitely trying to like we're in our Call Me If You Get Lost phase because we're trying to get back the magic of like that.
Yeah,
we're struggling,
but we've gotten better at like doing the podcast and stuff.
Not I would objectively
I've gotten better. I've gotten
oh
better
you have for
yeah.
sure.
But anyway, so back to the we were talking about people finding the podcast. Have y'all had any other than like your parents finding it, other awkward interactions?
No, I think the person I told about it, the next shift I saw her and she was like, "So I found your podcast."
Oh God!
And it was like, it was a little bit awkward because I could tell that she was like
didn't like it
because she does one of her own.
Oh shit.
Competition.
So yeah, that's exactly what I said to her, and I was like. So she, you know, obviously has like a little bit of a different like critiquing method because she does her own thing. So
what is her podcast about, so we can?
It's like they, it's her and
plug
her friend.
Plug it.
No,
I forget the fucking name of it.
Damn.
Forget the name.
She probably, guessing it's probably like here. She probably watched the first episode. Was like, or
yeah, she probably went to the first one and was like, wow, this is because she did tell me she watched the one where I talk about Olive Garden.
Oh God.
So probably,
six, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, the same one where you make the Black Lives Matter joke.
Yeah,
that's objectively speaking a good, a funny episode.
Yeah, that's object. Yeah.
So that could have just been not her cup of tea.
Probably not.
It's not there for everybody.
She probably has like an architecture type of whatever.
Yeah,
very.
She told me that on her last episode, she talked about like she had a deep discussion about mental health or something. I was
fuck that.
Whatever the fuck.
Shit. We have poop
fucking feelings and shit.
We have poop review here. Come on. We're cultured men.
Flash the intro.
Anyway, guys, I think that is where we should end today's show.
I have another thing. Oh my God. So,
Jesus Christ.
Okay, fine.
So, like, you know how I said that everybody in my theater group has seen the podcast at this point because, like, one person found it and then it just spread.
Did they find it naturally?
Yeah. They found it through Instagram.
Because people see that, like, Josh Hale follows this thing or this is a page that
I was
on.
Following and I was liking every post, so they got it sent to their recommended. So they found it, And then it got around to some of the little kids. Ooh. Like the 7-year-olds. And like this one little kid, he comes up to me. He's He's like, it would hurt in my camera. Am I in shot?
You're right there is where you're best in camera.
All right, right here?
Yeah, right.
So he's like, he comes up to me, he's like, hey. It's like it's right in front of my mom too. So I'm just gonna be every part real quick.
I love this shot right here. Hold whatever you're doing. It's so funny. Anyway.
Hey, hold on, just cut. Hold on the shot. Yeah. Hey, it's me. Hey, it's me.
Hey, move your left. Move your left.
Okay.
Okay. Hold that.
Okay. Hey, it's me, little kid. I saw your podcast. I want to subscribe to it, but my mommy won't let me. My mom, who is sitting right there. What? And I'm just like, and this little kid, she's like right in front of my mom, and my mom pulls him aside. He's like, don't watch that. And then, she has a conversation with his mom afterwards, and she was like, yeah, it's, I don't care. I do not. She's cool. If you're watching this, you're cool. And then my mom's like, I'm sorry. And then and I had to talk to her. I was like, it's not my intention, but it's also not my problem.
This looks so artsy right here.
Yeah.
So anyway,
it's not my intention.
To break this down, was your mom apologizing for the podcast or like?
She kind of.
Secondhand.
I think she was like, it was just like apologizing more like, hey. My child does this show, and we hear that your child, who shouldn't be watching it, is watching it. Cool. I'm just warning you. I think it was more like are you aware of this? So it was less of like a, more of like a, I'm sorry, more of like, are you aware of this?
Yeah. Because your dad likes the show, right?
My dad likes the show.
Shout out to Alex's dad. Yeah.
Only reason we're still in business. Business is booming.
And then we lose Jacob.
We can have my dad come in as our ad. We can have my dad come in as the next
host.
Well,
you know, Trevor said he was up for doing an episode.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's him saying.
We need to do an episode with Trevor.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Trevy boy. I think Alex and Trevor's dynamic would be very.
They would kill each other.
Yeah. It would be very interesting.
Be at each other's
Me and Trevor game. Not doing that vibe.
Well, I think you would just want to mess with Trevor, and I think he would just not put up with it, and I think it'd be hilarious.
Cool.
You probably wouldn't want to come on after that.
Anyway, so what we learned is that it's very awkward when people find this show. Because, all my siblings, I don't think anyone in my family watches this, except for my mom, but she didn't care. But
my mom watched it one time.
Your mom likes the show, kind of, right?
Mom's cool.
My mom?
Didn't you come up to me and you're like, my mom asked, like, haven't we done another episode?
Yeah, she said something about it. Like, where's it been? She actually, we were on the way home from somewhere, and I was watching the most recent episode.
Yeah, because I just posted or
whatever
something.
Whatever it was, episode 8, yeah. And she pulls it up. I see her start watching it, and I was like, oh, God. She's watching episode 1.
Is that the one? Oh, no.
And then all of a sudden, I just hear her die laughing, and it's the MILF line.
Could you imagine?
My parents do not give a fuck.
I've realized that.
Yeah. About anything I do at this point.
Because before they moved, I remember playing.
What are they gonna do? Move back to Burmy?
After you had your episode, when your dad was like, "He's a pussy."
Just my episode.
And then playing hacky sack.
Did he actually call me a pussy?
Or did he call me a rookie?
That's what he said.
I think he said rookie.
Okay. If you call me a pussy, that's like I, yeah, respect, respect, just a
respect
little bit
your elders.
More respect to my dad. Didn't think I could give him more of it, but just a little bit more.
They seem like more controlled versions of you and Andy, or your sibling. But I'll censor that. But I don't think she cares. But
no, Andy doesn't care.
Miranda
Curtis Owens.
Who's Miranda?
It's me.
It's Andy.
I'm Miranda.
Do you not know that?
Actual name isn't Andy.
Yeah.
Her actual name isn't Andy. I'm going to bully her about this now.
Her middle name is Curtis? That's hilarious.
Miranda Curtis.
Guys, everybody, if you're watching this, call Andy Owens Curtis from now on.
Curtis. She'll hate that. Well, she.
It'd be funny.
It's irrelevant now.
She doesn't live. She lives in Ohio, and that's not.
Everybody, go find Andy Owens' Instagram and DM her just Curtis, just over and over again.
Please don't. Actually, do that. There's 30 don't, people. Don't do that. Could you imagine 30 people? That would be a lot, actually.
All theater kids. All the freaking.
Well,
all
hold up, because we gotta be careful, because we don't want to isolate like the people that are actually our fans. Like
the three people.
So theater people, we're sorry.
Yeah, if you found this because I did a shout out at a theater competition, just go.
I just figured it out. Like, you know how like YouTubers will have names for their audience and like their family.
Ours is the theater kids.
The theater kids. Yeah. You're a subscriber to the Facts Podcast Show. You've become a theater kid.
That makes so much sense. Yes, I just messed up too, but yes,
I
theater
did it,
kids.
Guys. Welcome to theater camp.
We are a cult. We are a cult. Well, anyway, I think that's time to say for the theater kids, thank you guys so much for watching this show.
If you want to become a theater kid,
subscribe button.
Turn on those post notifications.
Also, check out the highlights channel, because that is a thing that we also do.
Yes, it hasn't been uploaded on.
It's basically like, if you've gotten to this point, then we shouldn't recommend the highlights channel to you because you watch the podcast, but the highlights channel is the best part. It's good. It's all the things that we take out. And follow us on TikTok. That's where you probably found us on. So
that's that good, good.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you later.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Facts Podcast Show.